AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Thursday. Howdy. Good to be with you. Matt, Eric here today. 952-946-6205. Another glorious day in Minnesota. They talk about this Northeaster. Sucks to be you. It's melting like crazy again out there. I would say, considering on Sunday morning, we woke up with another 7 inches of snow on top of like 6 inches of snow, at least on the Southwest Metro where I am at. And that was on top of about another 5 or 6 inches of snow that was already on the ground. The fact that we're down to like, I'd say in a clean area where there was no plowed on it, wasn't shoveled, snow wasn't shoveled into a pile or anything like that. In a clean area where just the snow fell and that was just a total, it's about 2-3 inches left. Tells you how fast this stuff is melting. It is amazing out there. Just, I'm enjoying it. Absolutely enjoying it. The, I do want to make sure I mention today, really quick off the top of the show, we are doing, are still doing a giveaway with the newsletter and, of course, your chance at winning the VIP passes to the Blue State Ball, which is a week from Saturday at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. It's on March 10th. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Norman Goldman, Tom Hartman, myself, Mike McAtee. We're going to have a great time out there. We want you to be there as well. And you have a chance at winning these VIP tickets, which gets you into the ooh-la-la portion of our evening. Starting at 5:30, of course, you get a mingle, food, and great drinks as well. And then, of course, general admission is at 7. You could win the VIP tickets. Now, what you have to do is get the newsletter. We have a newsletter that we put out here at AM 950. Now, you can go to am950radio.com and sign up for it there. Or if you'd like us to send you a copy of the newsletter, we are more than happy to do that via comment at am950radio.com. Or at least we'll get you signed up for the newsletter. We won't send it to you. We'll get you signed up for it, and then you will receive the newsletter. But if you want to get it, you can also go to comment at am950radio.com and send us an email saying, sign me up for the newsletter, and we'll move on from there. But in the newsletter, there's a secret word. Ooh, secret. And if you email that back to us, you're going to be entered in to win those VIP tickets. So good luck. Once again, to sign up for the newsletter, am950radio.com or comment at am950radio.com. And there you go. And you've looked at the numbers here, Eric. There's quite a few people that have already sent in the secret code here and gotten entered into the drawing, correct?
Yeah, I'd estimate 25.
Well, there you go. Well, it's you got a good chance then still. Only 25. Hey, get going. Once again, comment at am950radio.com. Your chance to win the VIP tickets. Join us regardless. If you don't want to go through the motions of doing this, you can easily just go get tickets. That simple. am950radio.com, am950radio.com. All right, let's start off with stupidity one. So when you took the NCAA out to show them U.S. Bank Stadium and convinced them to put a basketball game in there, did they not see the windows that encompass the about two-thirds of the entire building? Because I'm guessing they didn't, because now, and I am not joking, after we've spent somewhere around $2 billion worth of taxpayer money to build that monstrosity, that large Jawa's sandcrawler on the east side of downtown Minneapolis, we spent all this money. Now we have to spend a few million dollars more for drapes. You saw the stadium when you agreed to host the event there. And now you're surprised there are windows? How stupid is this entire thing? Is this really where we're going to be at? Well, they need to put a big door over there because we want a big door. Well, there's no door there. Well, you got to put a big door there because we got this event coming in, so there's going to be a big door there. It's going to cost us $30 million to put a door there. Well, you got to put a door there because we got the event. Why did they have the event here if there was supposed to be a door there? There wasn't a door there, and they looked at the stadium, and they said, okay, well, we're going to have the event here. Why? What are you doing? Seriously, what is anyone doing with this thing? Okay, it's not like you're outside. It's going to be bright like sunshine, but it's an indoor facility. And it's going to be night when you play this game. Why do you need drapes? Why? For one game? seriously, because correct me if I'm wrong, when they play the final four, two games, they got the two games, the semifinal games, and then the final. The final's a night game on Monday night, isn't it?
I'm not sure about that. I imagine. Why would they schedule during the day?
They have the two games on Saturday, the one in the afternoon, and the one in the evening. That determines your final, and then the final's on Monday night. You only have one freaking game that there's going to be sunshine coming in on this damn thing, and you want drapes? Okay, seriously, why the hell did you have the event here if you didn't like the open windows? This was your decision. You decided to have it here. I'm serious. How stupid is this? Well, the first semifinal game is going to be a little bright in here. What we'd rather do is cover up all the windows and turn all the lights on. What kind of morons are you? I mean, seriously, everyone involved in this thing, this is the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You saw the stadium, for God's sakes. You saw it. This is really only one freaking game. The second game is going to be a night game. The Monday night game is going to be a night game. And I believe they start that game at like 8 o'clock in the evening local time. It will be dark outside. But yet, because that first semifinal game, well, they're going to get a sunset. The sun doesn't set in the north, you fools. Plus, you see all those large buildings in downtown Minneapolis? They kind of block the sun on the horizon line, okay? This is the dumbest damn thing I've ever seen. And it's just the fact that no one is like, what are you talking about? The NCAA saw the stadium. I'm presuming the stadium said, this is our facility. They didn't like have like fake facades or something like that. You and Cletus, run on out to the hardware store. Get some plywood and some paint. Who's the best painter we got? You, get up there. It's going to be like a backdrop in a movie. They'll never know. We'll keep the windows secret from them. No, you showed them the stadium, right? This is, and we have to have drapes. The question I have is this really just, maybe, is the question here on the, and have you been down there, Eric?
Yeah.
I went in on the, what would be the south side of the building, so I didn't see the big door gate thing on the north side. Can you stand at ground level and see down on the field from up there?
Not from the entrance.
Not from the entrance, okay. Because there's a little concourse. There's like a concourse or something like that. You don't think it's just to try to stop people from, you know, standing and watching the game from outside?
That's very possible.
Short people in front, tall people in the back. Let's walk. 40 men deep looking down on this field. Okay. This is the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Because even if the sun was an issue, which it really isn't, because the building faces to the north-northeast, the sun's going to set. You're going to have plenty of buildings, people, cars, city blocking the sun from coming in right on these people's eyes necessarily. You do know they play basketball outside. This is not just solely an indoor game, correct? And we're not even talking outside. It's just, the sun is a little too bright. This is the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You talk about fiscal conservatives. Where are you guys? You should be livid about this. They decided to have this, and now the NCAA is saying, well, we got to put drapes up on the roof? You got to put drapes on the roof? Can we just cut up some cardboard boxes and smack them up there? Mission accomplished. Dear Lord. It still is better than what's going down in Vernon Center, courtesy of our friends over at Blue Stem Prairie. Boy, get ready. You hungry for some, you're hungrier this afternoon, a little snack here? All right. A small town of 332 people in Blue Earth County of Vernon Center. You mightn't recognize Vernon Center because I believe that's where the clown car is from. Tony Cornish, the clown car, who's no longer a representative. More or less south on the banks of the Blue Earth River, south of Mankato. On or around February 9th, the city of Vernon Center called the DCA's duty officer about an incident, noting that something had gone into the sewer, probably from a vehicle wash. This information is from report numbered 172266, according to the duty officer answering on Tuesday. Several local sources tell Bluestream that the vehicles were fertilizer trucks from the Crystal Valley Co-op and that the substance killed the bugs in the sewage treatment plant that causes sewage to be able to break down. It's a nitrogen extender or an additive that killed microbes in the ponds. With that, Vernon Center's ponds effectively died unless the city is spreading wastewater on area fields until the ponds can regrow the waste-munching microbes. You heard me correctly. They're spraying sewage on the fields of Vernon Center right now because some knucklehead decided to clean out the fertilizer bay of his truck, let it go down the drain, and it wiped out every microbe in the treatment center. Okay. It's not clear when the chemicals enter Vernon Center's sewer ponds. The chemical that caused the problem appears to be a nitrogen extender, as we noted above. These additives have been used since the 1960s and 70s, but use in the winter is unusual, the source tells us, as the chemicals, which degrade very quickly, are usually used in warmer weather when nitrogen-hungry microbes are more than a problem in fields. The purpose of the chemicals is to secure more of the fertilizer for the farmers' crops. A source familiar with the Department of Natural Resources' knowledge of the situation said that no fish or aquatic life had been harmed in the incident, and give a quick breakdown of the chemicals, it would be unlikely that the fish of Blue Earth River would experience the fate of ponds microbes, which are the chemicals, if any untreated water had reached the river before the incident was brought to the state's attention. Well, yeah, okay, the poison's not going to kill the fish, but lots of raw sewage that those fish are swimming around in, yum! Boy, this fish is crunchy. God. Oh, and by the way, you're spraying sewage on the fields of Vernon Center. As an expert in fertilizer research noted this morning when asked about the research of these situations by Representative David Bly, DFL from Northfield, the Minnesota House Ag Policy Committee, it's not possible to discuss the incident on research on the chemical when it doesn't know what it is. We had the question to Bly since we're going to find information in the Vernon Center episode. We're waiting to hear about what exactly did happen. The picture, by the way, from the Bluestem Prairie story, does indeed feature honey wagons out there spraying raw sewage on the fields of Vernon Center. As a matter of fact, one picture here, a photo of the truck spreading right out of my window taken by a person named Rawlings. Other photos from the Rawlings deck show the truck spreading wastewater on yet another day. This is right by people's houses?
Yeah, that's got to smell great.
Wow. This is, you are spraying raw sewage on field. Okay. Let's go back even further. Some idiot decides to put a bunch of chemicals into the sewer lines, kills all the microbes in the sewage treatment plant. So the sewage is no longer getting broken down. You're more concerned about the chemicals affecting the fish, not the raw sewage, mind you. And to solve your problem of raw sewage that's unbreakable down, you're just taking it around the neighborhoods and greening up the old grass around their house. Ugh, God, this is what a nightmare. Situation in Vernon Center underscores the difficulty of public notice in small towns with no newspaper or official website. The absence of reliable information in tiny towns isn't a bug. It's a feature, as we noted last summer. Public comments for period on that story there. We have more on this as soon as the MPCA gets back to us. Are they loading up the trucks for another round? Uh-oh, it's our cul-de-sac today. Kids, get in the rain gear, because here comes the raw sewage. They're spraying around people's houses in Vernon Center. Wow. I don't know. What's the more incompetent story? Drapes on the U.S. Bank Stadium? I can't even comprehend that one. Or they're spraying raw sewage in fields around people's houses in Vernon Center as a solution. Could be cool. I mean, maybe we get like a sandhill crane that becomes like Godzilla with this, you know? You know, just, you know, because of chemicals spraying on the fields in Vernon Center, Craniac was born. Dun, dun, dun. Watch out, Mankato. Craniac is coming for you. Might have to get Mankato beat on this. I just thought about a Mankato Beat episode. You don't know what Mankato Beat is, Eric. I know you're looking at me kind of weird. But that had involved, it was a TV show we came up with here one time involving Marcus Bachman. Looking for holes in Mankato. Mankato Beat. We'll have to maybe do an episode of Mankato Beat where they go after Craniac, the radioactive sewage sand crane. Sandhill crane that's been created by spraying the sewage all over the Sandhill Cranes of Vernon Center. We might have to revisit that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. More pressing news when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Have you got your tickets yet for the Blue State Ball? Time is running out. They're going fast. Hi, it's Mike McEntee. I plan to be at the Blue State Ball on March 10th. Will you be there? Norman Goldman will be. So will Tom Hartman, who will be signing his books. So will our own Matt McNeil, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry, gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Otto, Paul Metza from AM 950's Wall of Power Radio Hour will be playing the music for a jamming good time. Food from D'Amico, Minnesota brewed drinks from Obibulous. You won't want to miss it. Mark your calendar now for March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP reception with hors d'oeuvres and a hosted bar at 5:30 p.m. and general admission at 7 p.m. And then get set for some inspirational speeches from some great speakers. It's made possible with the help of our sponsors, Howling for Wolves, Common Good Books, and Northern Sun. So go to am950radio.com right now and get your tickets for the Blue State Ball. See you there.
Find your place in a community you'll love at the Parade of Homes. On now. Go green with the Green Path Energy Efficiency Tour, sponsored by Xcel Energy. Get your free guidebook at Holiday and online at paradeofhomes.org. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive. AM 950 listeners know I've been a big supporter of the station. I'm also a job creator. I've assembled a team of the highest quality technicians to ensure our reputation continues to grow. After all, a job creator is simply someone who responds to customer demand. That demand has remained strong at PJW because we deliver quality the first time around. See why it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I am frankly wondering what the hell is going on in Washington, D.C. right now. McMaster, this just in, NBC News reporting next month, H.R. McMaster, National Security... I'm blanking on it. National Security Advisor. Thank you very much. Michael Flynn's old role. McMaster is going to be out next month. This on the hands of, I don't know if you caught this today, Trump basically broadsided Commerce Secretary Wilbur Barr, he came out with this trade policy. He'd asked them for suggestions on what we should do with steel and aluminum. They came up with suggestions, but they weren't planning on releasing them. And apparently he's like, okay, we're going to do this now. And so they're frantically, you know, scrambling over there like, oh my God, what are we doing? What are we done? Wilbur Ross. They're oh my God, what are we doing? What are we doing? And of course, the markets start tanking. They don't know. He then says, basically, we're going to put steel tariffs in place, but then we can make some exceptions. What? What did you say? Which doesn't make any sense at all. Markets are collapsing. You have Hope Hicks leaving. You have McMaster leaving. You have good rumor that Kelly is going to leave here before too much longer. You have a president who is, he's clearly becoming unhinged. I mean, watch the NRA meeting. It was like, what are you doing? I mean, the one guy says, well, we wanted to get this passed. All we had was 54 votes. But in the guy, and then Trump says, well, you didn't have any support from the president. And the guy said, well, no, actually, Obama was really supportive of it. Well, that's why it didn't get passed, because Obama supported it. And, you know, you guys saw DFL senator, you know, DFL in name only, or Democrat in name only, Manchin out of West Virginia. He kind of being put like, what? Okay. And then all of a sudden off the cuff, he says, oh, we're going to go start grabbing people's guns. that little nugget didn't get, you know, skipped over, did it? You have the probe is closing in more and more. You have more and more of his staff trying to leave and run for the freaking hills. You have the president acting more and more irrational off the cuff and unexpectedly. And this is not a job where you basically start doing any of these things. As a matter of fact, how was the other one? The ambassador to Mexico is resigning. I don't know what her name is. I just saw this one. That came over. She's resigning. You know, you might want to have an ambassador to Mexico, considering that one of our closest, you know, neighbors and supposedly one of our closest allies is basically on the verge of writing us off entirely. And trust me, at this point in Mexico and in Canada, they want NAFTA ripped up, because they've already started getting accolades from other parts of the world saying, you don't need the United States. We can help you. We can supply your crops. We can take your products. The whole thing is just coming freaking unglued right now. And I can't even comprehend where things are going to be at in 5 or 6 hours in this administration, let alone in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And on top of this, I should mention, this is a point I brought up yesterday. There clearly seems to have been, for some of these Republicans, the lines are starting to get crossed. Trey Gowdy is not actually someone I like. He's an absolute jackass. You know, he was the guy that pushed for the 7th and 8th Benghazi investigation. Because we still have answers. We still have answers. Well, you got a president over here who basically was begging to collude with Russia, and we actually have that on the record. Well, there's no, just because he was begging to do it, and clearly it seemed like someone had done it, I don't know if that necessarily means an investigation, but a 9th Benghazi investigation. Hold on there. Yeah, even Gowdy has had it, and what sent him over the edge was Ben Carson's dinette set at Housing and Urban Development. You know, which was, you know, he's saying that you poor people have to do less with, you know, do more with less money. You know, you can't expect the government to help you. You know, we're not going to just be a bank. And then in turn, goes out and buys a $37,000 freaking dinette set for his office, which he now has returned. But you could even see Trey Gowdy is like, okay, enough. I can't do this anymore. It's bad enough. The guy clearly is a sexual pervert. And he's got more sexual problems, I mean, than any other president in the history of mankind. It's bad enough that he doesn't understand protocol. He doesn't understand. He doesn't respect the troops. He doesn't respect the country. He doesn't respect anything. He only cares about himself. It's bad enough. He has alienated most of the world. He's alienated most of our partners. That things are going to be a hell of a lot harder for us to work with. He is completely undoing things to a point of pre-World War II. Where the rest of the world, even though we became a leader in the world after World War I, did not look at us necessarily as a leader and did not really want to, you know, kind of follow our lead. That was after World War II. Well, now we're getting back to those days. McMaster's going to be gone. And I think H.R. McMaster has not exactly been, an NSA director. I don't think he's necessarily been good at it. But he's been one of the few rational people in that freaking administration. And who is he going to put in? Is it one of the Cabana boys from Mar-a-Lago going to become the new NSA director? Where is this going? Where in the hell is this administration going? Where is this going? Everyone's abandoning ship. He doesn't have any idea. He does things off the cuff. He does things off the cuff so recklessly that it's actually doing serious damage to the United States of America. Wow. I don't know how anyone can look at him at this point and say, yeah, this was a good idea. And maybe that's the real thing. We have to watch this whole thing slowly go off the cliff, because then we'll stop the next game show host from trying to run for president of the United States. And because brainwashed fools were convinced that they had to hate Hillary Clinton and hate Obama, even though 99.9% of the reasons they were told to hate him were completely made up reasons, will go gleefully vote for the freaking game show host because they're sending a message to Washington. Yeah, so long, competency. That's the message we sent to Washington, D.C. God. Wow. Hope Hicks was his emotional security blanket, and I'm very concerned about what happens when she goes. But H.R. McMaster was one of the few people in that administration. I don't agree with McMaster, but he was one of the few adults in that administration. And what, Eric Trump's taken over now? That actually could happen. I don't know where you go with this. I'm scared at where we're going right now, because this is a rudderless ship if I've ever seen one. And we've had bad presidents before. This is an league all by itself. This is incompetence beyond incompetence. And and the Republican Party still refuse to look at anything here and say, "Oh, we need to be in charge. We need to monitor. We need to hold the executive branch accountable." Wow. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do come on back, I'm going to point out the fact that the Republicans in the state of Minnesota, they love their guns more than they love our kids. That's just who they are. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Mo's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Mo's by visiting www.mostax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Mo's Tax Service.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny with a high near 38. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 15. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 41. At night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 26. And Saturday, highs in the upper 40s.
Don't miss the Midwest's largest health and wellness show. It's the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See up to 200 exhibitors, free speakers, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. National Security Advisor, I call him NSA Director. National Security Advisor is McMaster. I don't. Where is this entire administration going? I mean, he didn't know enough that if he was going to go on out and announce major tariffs on foreign, he didn't understand that if he announced major tariffs on steel and aluminum, that it was A, going to cavitate the markets, and B, that the countries that those tariffs are about to be affected by are immediately going to slap up tariffs on our products. He doesn't understand these things. He's a man-child who basically convinces people he is intelligent. And for God's sakes, you Republicans, you've got to wake up. This is not the second coming of Reagan. On every measurable metric you can put out there, every single one, this guy is beyond incompetent. And yet you just don't want to admit you were horribly wrong. You are going to ride this lava flow into the nursery. Great. Good thinking, morons. Wow. It's just, I said idiots and racists voted for the guy. If you're still supporting the guy, how in the world have I just been proven wrong? How in the world have you proven me wrong? But he's coming for your gun, so I guess that's what you want to do, huh? Idiots. Programming here brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Restaurant of the week, Victor's 1959 Cafe. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, fantastic place. Great Cuban food over there. Desserts like passion mango, cheesecake, mojito sorbet. 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. It is Victor's 1959 Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Carol is in Eagan, is kind enough to hold. Welcome on in, Carol.
Oh, hi, Matt. One thing I want to make sure, and I'm going to disagree just a little bit, to not refer to him as game show host. Refer to him as a business. We have been hearing, we need a businessman in charge in Washington. A businessman will be able to straighten this out. I have spent enough time in corporate America to know Donald Trump is not unusual in corporate America.
No.
And so I don't want people to ever forget that he was a businessman and he touted how great a businessman he was so that we don't have to listen to this BS if we ever get out of this trouble.
Carol, do you know where this really came from? The guys like Trump came from in the business community? Because they didn't, there was a few of them, usually spoiled brat kids that, you know, were riding daddy's coattails. But this entire notion of Trump-esque business people came from these losers that looked at the Gordon Gekko speech in Wall Street. And instead of realizing the horror of that speech, about greed, the greed is good speech, that they believe that became their mantra. And it was highlighted great in another movie called Boiler Room, which is a fantastic film. That's a very good film. And this is where these people are at. And it's why you get places today where Wells Fargo is stealing from their customers to basically – is stealing from their customers – to increase their profit margins. And basically Walmart is firing all their managers and then immediately trying to hire them back at $2,000 less a year. This mentality is about the executive class of a company is the biggest priority for said company, more than the shareholders, more than the owners, more than the customers, more than the vendors. It is the priority.
And more than the employees.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they basically take it upon themselves to screw over everyone as long as they get their paycheck. And they have created a system where you can be the worst executive that has ever lived and you will still walk away from any company job with $1 million paycheck, a golden parachute.
And you will get hired again.
And again and again. And the mistake that we made as a country, and this is a lot on the Democrats, is after the 2008 crash, How in the world you do not go to every one of those banks, pull their chief financial officer out, which is official position within these banks, pull them out. Their entire job, the only job these guys had was money in, money out. Have them show how they missed this. When they can't, you slap the cuffs on them. You throw them not into country club jail. You throw them down into county. And you leave them there for 20, 30 years to basically to send a message. The minute we didn't start holding people accountable when we had the opportunity is then when this stuff went on steroids and we get Trump.
Yes. Yeah. A businessman.
A businessman.
We don't want businessmen messing around.
Carol, don't you miss the days when the worst we had was a vulture capitalist like Mitt Romney, who's basically yeah. That seems like so quaint when the guy just would feast on a company and kill it out of just purpose so they could feast on the parts later on. I miss the good old days when we just had vulture capitalists. Now we just have, you know, Russian-controlled puppet oligarchs. Oh, grand.
Agreed.
Thanks, Carol. Appreciate it. 952.
Okay,
bye-bye. 952-946-6205. Let's get into some other things here because there's a lot of other things going on here. Yesterday, we talked about a gun bill and shout out to Representative Linda Slocum, who is pushing for a new gun bill. What this new gun bill wants to do is expand the definition of assault weapon to include many semi-automatic pistols, rifles, and shotguns, and makes possessing them a felony with the exception of some that were legally registered before February 2018. Those owning a grandfathered assault weapon must undergo a background check, renew their registration annually, and use them only on their property or in a shooting range. Such weapons could not be sold or transferred, only surrendered to law enforcement for destruction, ban private gun sales or the transfer of firearms between family members or through inheritance. All sales and transfers could go only through licensed dealers. Such sales and transfers would have 2-day waiting period. A record of all gun transfers will be filed with the county, make possessing bump stocks, silencers, many large capacity magazines, a felony, require all ammunition to be purchased from a licensed dealer and require all records of sales for 3 years, make it illegal for people who owe court-ordered child support for owning firearms. Some great ideas. And this is really, and no, this does not violate anyone's Second Amendment rights. It doesn't. You still have plenty of guns you can go buy. This gets we start getting the assault weapons off and we start putting in rules that prevent just any person from getting a gun. There you go. We start solving the problem. Of course, the Minnesota Republicans hated it. Minnesota House panel delayed decisions about two gun control measures on Thursday, despite recent national and local momentum around the issue. Many gun-related bills have been proposed at the state capitol this year, and Representative Mark Ulglem, a Republican from Champlin, said it would be prudent to review all of them and do more research before voting on the two bills before the House Public Safety Committee. Won't anybody think about the guns and bullets? Oh, you guys are just concerned about the dead children. The real victims here are the guns and the bullets. I think that wasn't part of the press release. I added that on. That was embellishing. The hearing drew both supporters and opponents of gun control measures who packed nearby hallways. So far, though, Republican leaders of the House and Senate have given no indication they're interested in any major changes to Minnesota gun laws this year because they love their guns and bullets more than they love your living children. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. They love their guns and bullets more than they love your living, breathing children. Simple. Oh, Matt, how dare you? How dare you, Matt McNeil? How dare you think that? Well, I don't know. Let's see. You're going a hell of a lot of way to defend the guns right now. You're going out of your way to make sure the guns are safe. And what are you going to do? What Republicans are you really going to do? Say that teachers can have a gun? Well, most of us don't want teachers armed, locked, and loaded, round in the chamber, safety off, gun on their hip, just in case their classroom is the one that's attacked. Or what are you going to do? Give them $20 extra per school district? I've heard your laundry list of security measures, armed guards for all events for the school, bulletproof glass on all the windows, security doors that lock down on all entrances. $3 or $4 million per every school just to get that started. And then, of course, you have to have the employees and the maintenance on that. You're going to put that money out there? No, of course not. You're going to give $20 to each school district and say, see, we gave them $20. They had to solve all those problems. It's not our fault. So that then the next shooting happens, and God forbid it happens in Minnesota, when the next shooting does happen, you guys can blame the school and blame the teachers, because that's really where this whole thing is going.
Well, we told teachers they could be armed, and so when the person legally got the AR-15, who should have never been given one, decided to go shoot up the third grade class, you know who the real bad guy was here? The teacher who didn't stop them. Although they're dead, but still, are they happy? If they would have only had a gun, they would have never happened. Bull. That's the whole thing. Everything the Republicans are doing right now is get to a point where when the school shooting happens, they can look at the teachers and look at the school districts themselves and say, it's their fault, not the guns. Oh, and by the way, we're still not addressing churches and workplaces and nightclubs and airports and parks where all these other shootings happen. Just schools. This is disturbing. This is really disturbing. The Republican Party of Minnesota has decided they love their guns and bullets more than your breathing alive children. And that's just disgusting. One of the proposals reviewed on Thursday would expand Minnesota's background check requirements, so private gun sales and most gun transfers would necessitate a criminal background check. The other bill would allow police or family members to ask the court for a gun violence protective order to temporarily prohibit someone from having a firearm. So once again, if the police officer was to say, wow, that guy's crazy, I don't think that guy should have an AR-15. The Republican Party said, no, that guy deserves it. We don't care what the cops say. That's what they just tabled this. Unbelievable. Expanded background checks? No. Keep guns away from people that might be compromised, might not be thinking straight? No, we can't do either one of those, because the Republican Party wants those guns. That the most important thing for the Republican Party in Minnesota is the guns. Your kids do not matter. Your safety does not matter. When you're in church this weekend, if you do go to church, if you are in church, I want you to look around for a few minutes. Look around. They don't care. Oh, they'll get their thoughts and prayers out afterward. Oh, thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. But they don't care. They could do something to try to stop this gun violence today, and they have failed incredibly. The bills would keep weapons away from dangerous people without infringing on gun owners' rights, says Representative Dave Pinto, DFL from St. Paul, who proposed them. Rob Dorr with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus disagreed. We need to make sure compromised people get guns all the time. Actually, he didn't say that, but that's basically what he did say, isn't it? I'm embellishing a little bit, you know. Comedy. But isn't that basically what he is saying? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you gun kooks? Seriously, what's wrong with you guys? The reason why we are at this point is because your callous and incompetent response to guns has warranted the point where the children now themselves are begging that you do something so they don't get shot. And I want to once again congratulate the Minnesota Republican Party, because they said, nope, we'd rather have kids getting shot. Well, maybe not. I'm paraphrasing. Embellishing. Comedy. We would rather the kids had the guns, or not the kids, the shooters had guns as opposed to the kids being safe. That's what we prefer. Failure after failure after failure. Folks, let's get these clowns out of office. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Thank you. Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Mishad Cooley Erickson, a mechanical and electrical consulting engineering firm in Minneapolis, supports inclusivity by designing spaces for all user groups, honoring inclusivity and respect. These spaces include gender-neutral family restrooms and nursing mothers' rooms. For example, Mishad Cooley Erickson has designed lactation rooms for traveling mothers at the MSP International Airport. Designing these spaces has changed the expectations of similar facilities in airports around the country. Mishad Cooley Erickson designed safe and comfortable environments for occupants who are their number one priority.
I've discovered the true test of a vehicle is the road trip. This summer, I bought a new vehicle from Rudy Luther Toyota and immediately took it out on the road to D.C. and South Carolina. If you drive for 10 hours and you're not tired, that tells you a lot about Toyotas. When you're getting exceptional gas mileage with fewer stops, it tells you a lot about Toyotas. And when you feel safe, even when you're out of your comfort zone, that tells you a lot about Toyotas. It's my highest recommendation. Go to Rudy Luther Toyota and see for yourself at 394 and 169.
Minnesota's most respected builders and remodelers choose Warner Stellion to be their appliance specialist, and you should too. When you visit the remarkable homes in this year's tour, you'll love the incredible new appliances throughout. Visit WarnerStellion.com to learn more, including the Warner Stellion store nearest you.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. One of the things I find to be interesting is the idea of what are these responsible gun owners like, also from Blue Stem Prairie today. Out of the Dakota Free Press, Wilmerite Chad Monson is in the news again after a raid on his business. Tom Chevry reports on the West Central Tribune article, authorities have seized a second cache of explosive devices, machine guns, sawed-off shotguns, other weapons they allege belong to former businessman Chad Lee Monson, 47, of Wilmer. Handcuffed and shackled, wearing Candy Ojai County jail clothing, Monson appeared Monday in Wilmer before District Judge Stephanie Beckman to face 16 new charges, 15 of them for felonies for the arsenal authorities seized on February 21st from a large shed on the property he used for excavating business. Monson faces two charges for explosive devices, 11 felony charges for machine guns and short-barreled shotguns, a felony charge for a firearm with an altered serial number, a felony charge for a suppressor or silencer, and a gross misdemeanor charge for fifth-degree drug possession. These charges come on top of a felony charge for illegal firearms and suspected explosive disguises discovered on January 30th search of his residential property. According to allegations, the most recent criminal complaint, Candy, Ohio County Sheriff's Office and members of the CEEVI Drug and Gang Task Force and the Minneapolis Bomb Squad and other law enforcement officers executed a search warrant at a rural property southeast of Wilmer where Monson operated his excavating business. In a shed, they found two live PVC pipe bombs with fuses intact. 8 machine guns, 2 of them Uzis, 2 short-barreled shotguns, all different models, 3 suppressors, 2 5-gallon pails containing explosive materials for making explosive devices, various detonators and other ignition devices, and plastic film container that tested positive for meth. So, you know, because that's when I'm going duck hunting, pipe bombs are always the best, aren't they? And by the way, to the guy that called in that wanted to talk on the air about, if you start banning on the air, it's a slippery slope. Here's my response. If anyone comes up to you and says the slippery slope, here's what you say. The slope is slippery because of the blood of children. So maybe we should stop that from happening, huh? You're slipping in blood, children's blood. Slippery slope, slippery slope. Stop clutching your freaking gun like it's a loved one, you pathetic losers. My God, what is this? Is this responsible gun ownership? How about the clowns in Pennsylvania who had a church service? It looks like a Monty Python skit, for God's sakes. It seriously looks like a Monty Python skit. They're wearing crowns. They're holding the AR-15s. They basically are praising the AR-15 in their church. Oh, it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. This is what you guys call, you know, responsible gun ownership. Wow. It sounds like a bunch of freaking loon balls that have basically built an arsenal because they have, you know, issues with their own selves. Sorry you don't have more confidence. Sorry that you're not the world leader that you thought you were going to. But let me tell you something. Your arsenal of guns doesn't do anything for me outside of make me look at you and consider you a pathetic loser. Give me that NRA F rating. You got my vote. You get an F rating from the NRA, you've got my vote. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do, I'm going to try to do this for before tomorrow. I'm going to try to dig up the NRA's ratings. And we'll find out all the F rating guys, and we'll make sure you know where they are and how you can vote for them, okay? All right? Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Yeah, this is part of their free market, you know, deregulate the corporate powers. The almighty dollar, let us do what we want, don't get in the way. Hate the government because the government regulates us if they can. So, and who's the victims? We are, the rest of us.
I got to imagine.
The majority of the people in this country, why they profiteer off us. And that goes for not just the guns and all these shootings. And that goes with that war machine, too. The NRA is involved in that war machine, too. I bet they're heavy into that. But, you know, climate change, you know, the West Coast is, the Southwest is on fire. The oceans are acidifying. And you know, future generations, they don't care. And the healthcare system is the bottom line. If you get sick, you better be lucky to get the right treatment with these system here. So, man, I'll see you at the Blue State Ball.
I will look forward to it. I will look forward to it. Gary, it's always good to have you on the air. No, I mean, it's... There's the response is basically, how can we blame teachers and the education system for them getting shot? They're not going to do anything. And as we've seen, these responsible gun owners, they're not. If you are a responsible gun owner, you can walk into a store. It's like, well, I can either buy the gun that kills 40 people in a very quick amount of time, or considering I just want a personal defense pistol, I'll take the six shooter because that will stop someone and kill them if you train with it and you go through there. I'll just take the six shooter because I'm not looking to create a massacre. I have some real problems with people that go, I got AR-15s. I got seven of them. You've got two hands, moron. How are you even going to reload the clip? You didn't think this through, did you? But you're not thinking. You're not. I'm sorry to whatever happened to you, poor, pathetic souls. I am sorry. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it was surely bad because you have placed guns as the most important thing in your life. And that is sad, beyond sad. That is pathetic. And as you grip to that gun, thinking it gives you respect and dignity, it only brings fear and disdain. Minnesota Republican Party, you could help fix this. Instead, you have chosen the guns and the bullets over breathing, living children. Nicely done. Mike McEntee is up next. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.